Well, Christmas is just around the corner, but things are looking a bit different for COVID-style festivities. Visits to Santa aren't quite the same, and some traditions have been scrapped altogether to avoid large gatherings. Our reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Nick Munro filed this report.
Hi, welcome to the Enchanted Forest, if you guys want to come on in. And just follow the reindeer footsteps on the floor.
The festive season in full swing at Auckland department store Smith & Coey's on Queen Street. The Enchanted Forest has been a tradition for more than 15 years. Keen kids, little and big, journey through the forest before they get their photo with the man in red and white. Olivia West is in charge of the whole operation and says there are 16 Santas on the job this year.
We've lost six Santas due to COVID and being compromised. A lot of our Santas, this is probably their full-time job. A lot of them have actually retired. We do have a couple of actors. One of our Santas had applied for the police force in Queensland and he's actually come back to join us again. So it's been great having him back on board.
So I've managed to get some one-on-one time with Santa myself, but things do look a little bit different this year. We can still see each other and have a chat, but there is a screen in between us. So he has to be a little bit creative to calm the kids as there's no sitting on Santa's lap.
Come in!
But Mr. Claus says he's found a few tricks.
The kiddies still like me. And of course they do. You know, big jolly fat man in a suit like this. It's just you can't have them on your lap, you know, so they're sitting here or standing here. So what I do is just look at them like this and that gets them laughing.
The suit alone is pretty hot at the best of times, but now there's a new piece of uniform, a red mask that Santa has to have on for his whole four-hour shift. It's just one added complication to this year's Christmas. Another is the delays being experienced at the border.
We've got a quarantine get out of jail card, so we don't have to go through quarantine. I mean, could you imagine coming from the North Pole, 2 weeks here, and then doing all your stuff here, going back to the North Pole, then coming back? It would be a disaster.
Preparation for the forest takes around 3 months, and there are 34 workers involved. Olivia West says they're keeping a very keen eye on the COVID situation and level 3 would have closed the Enchanted Forest.
We wouldn't have been able to go ahead. Level 2, we would have only just had our booked appointments, which meant our non-booked customers would have missed out. However, we have opened up the bookings this year to allow for extra bookings. But yeah, that would have been very disappointing if we got to level 2. Level 3, obviously, we wouldn't have been able to go ahead and then there'll be a lot of upset families.
1, 2, 3,
cheese! Parents are pleased too that their children can have their time with Santa.
He talks about it all year and builds up till December, you know, so it's made his day for sure.
Every year for the past 11 years.
Yeah, I think we're probably more excited about it at the moment, but we put our tree up today and he was completely astounded by it. So doing this the same day, I think he's going to be quite excited for Santa, so it's cool.
And were you quite relieved that the visit could go ahead? Because of COVID, there was a bit of worry that perhaps children might not be able to see the man in red and white.
Yeah, definitely was. And it's our first time in Auckland as well, so we knew the Smith & Coey's experience. We really wanted to make it for that. And also it's kind of a cool memory to have Santa in his mask as well. I think it's a good thing to kind of, you know, memorialise 2020, really.
But some traditions won't be going ahead. The switch has been turned off on the Franklin Road Christmas lights this year. Each December for the last 26 years, more than 100 houses light up with bright and colourful decorations in true Christmas spirit. The road usually gets 150,000 visitors on foot or hanging out car windows. But this year, residents have decided the big crowd is too much of a risk. Coordinator Ross Forby started the tradition.
But this virus is quite evil within the community. So it's uncontrollable and untraceable if people aren't QR coding. And it was going to be quite difficult that if we did have an outbreak within the street, that we could easily become a super spreader.
He says the decision has received a mixed reaction.
The city really had taken it to heart. And although it was disappointing for us to have to cancel the lights, it's flattering to think that the city is pretty disappointed along with us. The majority of the feedback's been very supportive. Most of the feedback's been, thanks, that was a great decision. A few people have said, oh, you've ruined Christmas for us. But, you know, everyone has got to realise we'll be back next year bigger and better, and this is not a normal year.
For Ross, this Christmas isn't so merry and bright.
I would have spent the last month putting up lights in the house and getting the 1st of December event organised. So there has been quite a hole where that hasn't happened. And you look around the street, and normally at this time of the year there'd be Santa's appearing and lights going up and tinsel, and it's just a normal street. The smile on the kids' faces and the pleasure that kids seem to get from it. You know, we've been going for so long now that we've gone through a couple of generations of families, and we've got children who came through when we first started doing it now bringing their own children. You think, oh my God, I'm so old, I'm still living here. But it's quite neat when you see these several generations of people coming through and getting the same sense of pleasure out of it that we get from giving, you know, as a gift to Auckland.
Christmas with a difference in the time of COVID. For Checkpoint, Louise Tanuth.